It's time for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 176. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Experience travel like you've never done before on my Celtic Invasion Vacations. You enjoy a small, friendly group that is one-third the size of most tour groups. Smile, laugh, and sing along as you enjoy exotic sights around the world and make lots of wonderful new memories. Join me in June 2015 when we explore County Donegal and the Giant's Causeway. This exciting adventure will take us to one of the most unvisited parts of Ireland where glorious secret treasures await. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician and your podcast host. I just had an awesome weekend of session music in a little hobbit village in central Kentucky, an event called ALEP, and it was just a total blast. And of course, every evening we gathered in this little pub and had lots of Irish music playing. Well, a few Hobbit songs as well, of course, since it is a Hobbit event, an Elven, Tolkien, Lord of the Rings inspired event, but most of it was like traditional Irish songs and tunes. It was really awesome. And I'm back and I'm trying to get this show out just in time for you. Looks like I'm close to succeeding. It's Tuesday as I record this, but I also want to send out a big thank you to all of my patrons. I got several new patrons as of the last show, and those patrons, I'm happy to say, pushed this podcast over the edge, and now we are scheduled to have a two-hour bagpipe music special. I'm not sure exactly when that show will air, but I will let you know as soon as it comes out, though. It'll be a couple weeks before I even get to it, though. I have already shows planned for the next couple few weeks, so stay tuned. You're going to get some bagpipe, 2 hours of awesome bagpipe music. I should start off by saying who the first band was. That was Gone Fiddle with September Reels from their self-titled debut album. And we're going to continue on with Joe Durain, Patty Reynolds' Dream, Russell's Mountain from his album Grove Lane.
We'll be right back. Dublin City, where I did dwell. A butcher boy I loved right well. He courted me my life away, but now with me he will not stay. I wish in vain. I wish I was a maid again, but maid again I ne'er will be, till cherries grow on an ivy tree. I wish my baby was born and sitting on its daddy's knee, and me poor girl to be dead and gone, and the long green grass growing over me. Upstairs to go to bed, and calling to her mother said, bring me a chair till I sit down, and a pen and ink till I write down. Every word she shed a tear, at every line cried, Willie dear, oh what a foolish girl was I to be led astray by a butcher boy. Ran upstairs and the door he broke. He found her hanging from a rope. He took his knife and he cut her down, and in her pocket these words he found. My grave, both wide and deep, place marble stones at my head and feet, and in the middle a turtle dove, that the world may know I died for love. Thank you.
a blacksmith's quartet me. 9 months and better, he bravely won my heart, wrote me a letter with his hammer in his hand. He looked quite clever, and if I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where is my love gone? With his cheeks like roses and his good black billycock on, crowned with primroses. I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news is coming to town. Strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love, he's married. I wish them both much joy, though they can never hear me. And may God reward them well for the slighting of me. Marry me and not deny me. If I said I'd marry you, it was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I'll not deny you. Oh, witness have I none, save God Almighty. And may he reward you well for the sighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it would make a poor heart tremble to think she loved a one, and he proved deceitful.
After Joe Durain was Jesse Ferguson with The Butcher Boy from his same-titled CD. Then came Fiddlin' in the Parlor with Starry Night in Shetland from their album Slow Air. And finally, Bo Triplets with The Blacksmith from Secret Signs. Now, as I'm recording this, we're on the very end of National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. If you didn't check out the kiltedtokickcancer.org website, well, it's already going to be into October, so a new month of nonprofit stuff is going to come up. But in the meantime, I'm one to let you know that I will be compiling the sales over the next few weeks to find out just how much we raised for Kilted Kit Cancer to continue their educational agenda. I want to thank everyone who picked up a copy of Victims of Irish Music, Irish Celtic Music, Secret World of Celtic Rock, what else? The Best of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, because all the sales from those will go towards Kilted to Kick Cancer. So thank you so much for your support. I also want to remind you that tomorrow will be Celtic Thursday, and that means I want you to share something Celtic in your social media. Just use the hashtag Celtic Thursday so that people know and can see, other people can see what you're talking about, but share something. Doesn't that, can be anything you want. It, you know, if you want to do some music, some dance, plus a video, some music, songs, whatever you want. Just go ahead and share it. You can share one of these podcasts, of course. Use the hashtag again, Celtic Thursday. And let's continue on with the music. Next up is Nua with Eklunds from their album Bold.
Life from sleep room south to the rolling hills as you roll. The land is rich, but we are poor, no promise for tomorrow. Though County Leash does hold the bones of our clan in peat and clay, our future lies across the waves in a land called America. For generations we have plowed and tilled this fertile sod, but Frati's barley, cows and sheep can't keep our children shod. But hope lies o'er the sunset skies, I'm game to get away, or to find a way to cross the sea for life in America. Pack the portmanteau with warmer clothes and journey to the cave, with emigrant Irish at my side to cross the raging sea. Farewell to all I know and love, the future starts today. My name is Mike Muldowney and I'm going to America. Mike says, Sean, my brother dear, to Fort Leash we will go. It's livestock sure they're paying for, take the Red Bull there in tow. To sovereigns you'll be getting for it, bring it quick to me, and meet me back in Duro on the way to Culloch Hill. Go! I'll take that bull and make my plans, the steamer's on the way, and I'll not be meeting Sean in Culloch Hill later today. I'll miss you, Seamus, Patrick, Sean, Mary, Kate, and Stacey. I'll leave this wretched life behind to settle in the land of the free. Pack the portmanteau with warmer clothes and journey to the cave. With emigrant Irish at my side, we cross the raging sea. Farewell to all I know and love, the future starts today. My name is Mike Muldowney and I'm going to America. In Cove, the good ship Fair Sea Maiden lies with anchor weighed. For two sovereigns are fair and steerage passage has been paid. We'll cross the sea and not look back as Erin fades away. My name is Mike Muldowney and I'm off to America. As time goes by, remorse shakes me like the wild and raging sea. And I drink to those I left behind and to those who left with me. I'll miss old Erin and all the loved ones I'll ne'er see no more. But I'll make new lives for our heirs once they're on liberty's golden shores. Pack the portmanteau with warmer clothes and journey to the quay. With emigrant Irish at my side across the raging sea. Farewell to all I know and love, the future starts today. My name it's Mike Muldowney and I'm going to America. Pack the portmanteau with warmer clothes, journey to the quay. With emigrant Irish at my side across the raging sea. Farewell to all I know and love, the future starts today. My name it's Mike Muldowney and I'm going to America.
Turn of unknown. gentura in ami da hevni an spervan nim kho da temanek pracha lakshi da khyeli stomen is da klo da Stop your tana be Dai lemish Foy endal N'kho Is arerin Ninosu kehi Danielcha Sperwandem Glow Agus Retchem of your love with fear God Jain Dutch Gonyen Hind Gno Dolle her Igori Sigrikt Golein Goler Stardom Store Ispna Velom Ya Fogo Makri Davein An Krevdi Spervan Mwirga Jasog Eren Tevla Jinchora Nami Ta Feya Agustinach Tina Snow Eish Jesha Agus mionin zimbini A faltig ar losa maro Go ka ka na cha marak
After Nua was O'Hanley with Mike Muldoney from Of Irish Crossings Told, then Bowie with Swallowtail Set from Captain Hopper's Mutiny, and finally Ciara Considine with Ish Ar Eren from Beyond the Waves. I want your feedback. You can post a comment over at the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Celtic Podcast. You can also call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message, or just record an MP3 and send it to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Last week, I got a call from Katie.
Hi, this is Katie from Austin, Texas. I just wanted to say I love the podcast. You know how when you're listening to classical music, sometimes you get bored and you listen to music with words and you get distracted? I kind of find this sort of the perfect background music, especially when I'm at work, so thanks for that. My question is, I was wondering if you had any recommendations on books about Celtic history and culture. It's part of my heritage and something I'm interested in learning more about, and I thought you could point me to a good place to start. Thank you so much.
Hey, Katie. First, let me thank you for listening. I'm so glad that this is a nice balance, and I agree. I think the show works out great for listening in the background or, you know, rocking out to, however you like. Now, you mention books on Celtic history and culture. I'm going to get back to you on this very question, but first, I want to let you know about the one book that I'm most familiar with for Celtic history and culture, which is How the Irish Saved Civilization. So now I want to reach out to you, my listeners, and if you have any suggestions of books on Celtic history or culture, I would love your feedback. Please head on over to CelticMusicPodcast.com and post your comments in the show notes. As far as Celtic music books, though, I do want to suggest there's a Celtic Music, A Complete Guide by June Skinner Sawyers, and Celtic Music, The Essential Listening Companion. Those I both enjoyed quite a lot when I listened to those. There's also a book from Fiona Ritchie, which is, I forget the name of the book now, but it's put out through NPR, and you know Fiona Ritchie, who hosts the Thistle and Shamrock radio show and has been doing that for 20, 30 years. She has a huge, vast knowledge of a lot of the bigger names in Celtic music. So if you want to check out some you'll find some great stuff. Of course, if you want the independent stuff, you're listening to right here where you should be, and we're going to continue on with the Irish Balladeers. This is a group that I found I was lent a cassette of theirs, and it took me like 10 years to find the band, and apparently they're based out of Philadelphia, Scranton, I think it is. And they had this great album. Their song, The Molly Maguires, is now covered by a lot of bands. This is a song from their album, The Molly Maguires. It's called Cushy McCoy. Here's the Irish Balladeers.
My name is Tim Clancy, and I work down the mine. And up till the other night, I got along fine. I went to an alehouse myself to enjoy, and there I met Cushy, big Cushy McCoy. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she make your head spin. Her cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. Well, I asked her to dance, and she started with joy. Took hold of my arm and swung me round like a toy. First up to the ceiling, then down to the floor. And the next thing I knew, I was flying out the door. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin. For cause she's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. While I shot to my feet and started running with joy, but fast on my heels was big Cushy McCoy. For 63 miles we ran through the night, and I never stopped running till she was out of sight. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin. For cause she's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. Now I've told you my story and sung it as well, and if there's a moral, it's clear as a bell. If you dance with Big Cushy, there are two things you'll need. Well, a right leg and a left leg that can run with great speed. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin. For Cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin. For cause she's in grand shape for the shape that she's in.
Thank you. my name is Jack Stewart. I'm a canny gunman and a roving young fellow on thin. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. So I took out my tongue with my gun I did shoot. Oh, down by the county Kildare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't. I have men at command, and I've always a shielding to spare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. So come fill up your glasses with brandy. Drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day.
Yes, I want to see you again. Touch something inside of me. Your spirit has set me free. I've woken up from this endless sleep. So please, will you be my friend? Moving through the dark or through the light. Get it wrong or get it right. It doesn't matter as long as you're here with me. Just a flicker of hope might help me cope with all the things that life throws at me day after day. See your smile.
smile. I'll walk that lonely mile. I see you in my dreams each night. I don't want to let you slip through my hands. And I want to see you again. You touch something inside of me. Your spirit has set me free. I've woken up from this endless sleep. Just a flicker of hope might help me cope with all the things that life throws at me day after day. Just a flicker of hope might help me cope with all the things that life throws at me day after day.
After the Irish Balladeers was Castle Bay with the Spring of Shillelagh and the Acorn from Tapestry 2, then came Maiden's Four, Teacup of Scotch from Live Out Loud, then Sons of Malarkey with Jack Stewart from Sons of Malarkey, and finally Brendan Monaghan with Flicker of Hope from his same titled album, and he has a new album that's coming out very soon. Now, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. And I do want to remind you that I moved this magazine to a new email server, so I will be sending out a newsletter later this week. And if you don't get it, then you're probably not subscribed anymore, because there was a little bit of trouble for some people. But you can go on over to CelticMP3S.com to subscribe today. And I also want to remind you to support the artists in this show. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We're going to finish up this show with Brian Thomas from The Highest Hill, as the name of the track. It's from his album, Prairie Rain. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I will be back again once again next week. I can't wait to talk to you soon. Sláinte.